Want to welcome everybody tonight. You braved the traffic. What a blessing it is to see everybody in church tonight, and welcome everybody that is watching online. We're going to talk a little bit more about the glory of God. We started out a couple things the other week, you know, and then we had this great, great meeting with Mark and Janet Brzee. Did we have a good time?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so it just continues and continues and continues right on through. Praise the Lord. Well, what is the glory of God? Well, it is the manifest presence of God, the manifest goodness of God. Amen? Heavy with everything good. But just a little review, Numbers 14:21 says, "But as truly as I live, the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord." The book of Haggai says, "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former." We're part of that latter house. That's what the Lord is saying. And he said, "In this place I will give shalom. I will give peace." And so the New Testament, the New Covenant house of glory is greater than the Old Testament house of glory. Amen? Now in the Old Testament, the temple was made with hands and the presence was in the Holy of Holies. But when Jesus died, the veil into the Holy of Holies was torn in two. And God moved out of that temple made with hands, amen, and right into the temples of the Holy Ghost. And that's who we are. You are the temples of the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit of God and the Spirit of glory is in us. 2 Corinthians 16 says this, "For you are the temple of the living God." I'm glad he's alive. "As God has said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." So the return of the Lord is upon us. Do you believe that?
Yes.
So as we get closer to his return, the stronger we can expect his glory, the stronger that we can expect his power to be among us. Amen?
Amen.
Changing the world, changing churches, changing people. Jesus said, "Said I not unto you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of the Lord."
Yes.
We're believing, amen?
Yes.
We're staying active, not only with our confession, but we're staying active with our prayers. Incidentally, now next Wednesday night, Brenda and I are going to be leading a prayer meeting. We're going to be talking about prayer for a little bit, but we're going to be launching out next Wednesday night into special prayer for what's coming up. Amen. Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
People call it Easter Sunday. I like to call it Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to see some awesome good things. Amen?
Amen?
Then don't forget this Sunday. Got Palm Sunday. Bring your palms if you want to. Amen? And then ladies' prayer, of course, tomorrow at noon, which is always really, really good. I heard this while back. I love this. "For the glory of the Lord brings revival and brings miracles. And the glory of the Lord shall be manifest. It shall be seen all around. Miracles and healing shall abound. Seen and heard far and wide. And many shall be saved and come on over to the Lord's side."
Amen.
So what I want to center in on tonight is just a couple of things. I want to center in on the glory of God as it pertains to our lives and how the glory of God changes us. And how the glory of God is there with us in a difficult time. These are really, really important truths for us to get hold of. First of all, what does the glory of God do? Well, the glory of the Lord quickens, does he not?
Amen.
He raised Jesus from the dead. He raised us from the dead. And the quickening power of the glory of God is available to any born-again believer. For the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you. Say that with me. He dwells in me.
He dwells in me.
And he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. That's a wonderful thing to be quickened. You can be quickened in your spirit. You can be quickened in your soul. How many of you know our souls need some quickening sometimes? Somebody said, "I thought my mind needed caffeine." Well, maybe a little bit of that too. But it's more important to get the Holy Ghost functioning and operating in your soul.
That's right.
He will affect your soul. He will quicken your mind. He will make you quick. He will make you bright. He will make you sharp. So we do not want to buy into memory loss, do we? Because the memory of the just is blessed. Say it with me,
my memory is blessed.
My mind is my mind. And my mind will serve me well and will be fully functional all the days of my life. Amen. And so he'll cause your soul to be quickened. Amen. But then also he'll make you of a quick understanding. You know, one of the prayers we pray all the time around here, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, of knowledge of him, eyes of our understanding, being enlightened, the spirit of understanding, able to see, able to know, able to have the answers that we need. The Holy Ghost will give that to you. So what we need to do is expect that and be God inside minded and cultivate that relationship and that communion with the Holy Spirit. Yes. It's a wonderful thing. It's that partnership with the third person of the Godhead. Yes. Many years ago, Benny Hinn wrote a book called Good Morning, Holy Spirit. I think that that would be a good practice to get into during the course of our day. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, lead me, guide me today into all the truth for my life. And so he will quicken your body. He will quicken your mind. He will make you of a quick understanding. Amen? Hallelujah. I like that. And then the glory of God changes us. And so I want to put 2 Corinthians 3:18 up there. We're going to spend a little bit of time in this particular verse, and we're going to look at it in the Amplified Version. Let me read it in its entirety along with you, and then let's take it phrase by phrase. Are you ready? Let's all read together. And all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Amen? So the first one we want to look at is all of us with unveiled face. All of us with unveiled face. So what is Paul referring to here? Well, Paul is referring to Moses. If you took time to read verses 13 through 16 in the same chapter, we understand that Moses had to wear a veil over his face after encountering the glory of God. I mean, he was in the glory for how many days was it? He was in the glory for 40 days. And when he came out, the people could not handle the radiance. They could not handle the light. So there was this veil over Moses' face. And so the glory, we could say, was veiled. It was a little bit limited. But in Christ, the veil has been removed. In Christ Jesus. And that's who you are. That's what Pastor Tom and the team led us so wonderfully. I am a new creation in Christ. So in Christ, this veil has been removed. Now, today, we have a bold and a personal and continual access to God's presence. Yes. And that's why he says, now sons and daughters, come on now boldly to the throne of grace. So we have open access and we can come boldly because the veil has been removed. Amen. Yes. Now the next phrase we want to look at, and let's keep that verse up there. And all of us with unveiled face, notice, because we continue to behold in the Word as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. So what does this mirror speak of? I believe this mirror speaks, of course, of the Word of God, but it also speaks of reflection and it speaks of revelation. Anybody got any revelation by beholding the Word of God? You know, you become what you behold. And if you look into the mirror of God's Word, oh my goodness, great revelation will come into your life. Amen? And so we see the glory of the Lord by the Holy Spirit, but we also see the glory of the Lord through His Word. the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I like this statement, to behold isn't a mere glance, but it is an intentional, continual gaze. It's continually looking unto Him. It's continually keeping your eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith. It's looking into the Word of God, amen, as in a mirror. Woo, glory to God. Now notice with me, again, beholding isn't a glance, it's a continual, intentional gaze. Amen. So the more we look into the Word, the more we see Jesus. And the more clearly we see who we are in Him. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. You know, when people look at us, they ought to see Jesus in us. They ought to see the goodness of God in our lives. The next phrase is this. We are being transfigured into His very own image. Transfigured. That word transfigured there means transformed. The Greek word is metamorpho. It's where we get the word metamorphosis from. And what this is speaking of is a complete inner transformation. We used to sing a song, someone on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Word of God working on the inside, working on the, praise God, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Holy Ghost on the inside, glory to God, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. It's like the caterpillar. What happens to a caterpillar? A caterpillar, over the process of metamorphosis, becomes a butterfly. Transformation in our life takes place from the inside out. Changed by the glory of God. He'll change your personality. He will change the way that you think. You will be transformed by the glory of God. Woo, glory to God. Changed. Say, everyone say, changed by the Spirit of God. And then next it says, in ever increasing splendor from one degree of glory to another. What this is saying is you and I, we're going from glory to glory. We're becoming more like Him every day. For this comes from the Spirit of the living God. How many of you are just really warm in here tonight? Raise your hand. Yeah, people are warm. I can tell. People are fanning and stuff. So let's get a little air. We don't want anybody falling out from such a deep revelation of the Word tonight. You know, it's okay if you fall out in the Spirit. But try not to fall out because it's warm. Amen. Say with me, I'm being changed every day of my life. Amen. Is that your testimony? Can any of you testify that you are not what you used to be? Glory to God. Isn't that good news? Now, the next thing we want to look at tonight is we want to look about how the glory of God will help us in a difficult time. Has anybody ever faced some challenges in their lives? Anybody ever faced some difficulties? Anybody ever faced some problems? Well, we all have. Well, first and foremost, we need to understand that the Holy Ghost will strengthen us. He will strengthen us in a time of trouble. The Apostle Paul prayed this prayer over in Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm going to quote it to you from Ephesians 3, verse 16 in the Amplified. Says this. May He grant you, I like that.
Yes. He's
out of what?
Rich treasure.
Out of the meager treasury of His glory.
No,
no, no, no. Out of the rich treasury of His glory.
Yeah.
Did you know that God is rich?
Yes.
God is rich. And one of the earmarks of His richness, He's rich in mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
But He's also rich in glory. And so the God of glory is handing out grants tonight. Amen?
Amen?
And you don't have to go through a lot of applications to get it. You know, when people are filing for a grant, I've never done it, but I understand it is quite a chore. I know some people that, you know, are grant writers and help people do it. But I'm telling you, it takes sometimes weeks and even months and even years to get a grant you know, together, much less approved. But aren't you glad the God of glory is giving out grants?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And the good news is this, is you qualify.
Yes.
Because you're a child of God.
Hallelujah.
You're a son of glory. You're a daughter of glory. You qualify.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God for grants.
Yeah.
Amen. So he says, now may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory. Man, we could just stop right there and just shout. The rich treasury of his glory. Now notice this, to be what? To be strengthened. So part of his rich treasury of his glory is strength.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And so we want to then draw from, if you will, that strength which his glory provides.
Yes, that's right.
So may he grant you out of the rich treasure of his glory to be strengthened, and I like this, and reinforced.
Yes.
Anybody ever needed some reinforcement before?
Yes.
I know I have. I'll raise both hands. And reinforced with his mighty power.
Mighty power.
Now where? In the inner man. Didn't we just say the word of God working on the inside? The glory of God working on the inside? In your inner man, in your spirit man. Now notice, by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Oh man, I want that in my life. I want the Holy Ghost dwelling in my innermost being. I want him affecting my personality. I want him affecting my whole being. I want him affecting the way I think. I want him affecting the way I speak to others. Indwelling your innermost being and personality, that's available by the rich treasury of his glory. Somebody said, but my personality is kind of messed up. Well, submit it to the God of glory.
Amen.
And he can take something that is a little messed up because he's the God who can change people. Amen.
Amen.
Didn't mean to say that. Innermost being and personality. Amen. Is that the rest of the verse or is there more? I think that's it. Thank you, Pam. So now we're strengthened with might by his spirit, the inner man, the rich treasure of his glory. So here's what you and I can expect. We can expect then his glory to rest on us in a difficult time.
Amen.
I'm expecting the glory of God to rest upon me no matter what I may face for the rest of my life. I'm talking about on Monday. I'm talking about on Tuesday. I'm talking about, you know, when finances are good and when finances aren't good. I'm talking about when I feel good and when I don't feel good. I'm expecting him to rest upon me. When people talk about me, and I don't think they do because I'm such a nice guy, I can't imagine. But I believe the Spirit of God, the Spirit of glory will rest upon me. Oh, you want him resting on you. Because the world is full of unrest. The world is one day up and one day down. The next day almost level to the ground. We just experienced that in the economy. We had the largest jump today in the Dow historically of close to 3,000 points. Yesterday it was at 37. Now it's almost at 41. You see, things change. The world is like this. The world is up and down. But thank God you and I are on solid ground.
Yeah.
I said you and I are on solid ground.
Yeah.
So with all of the unrest in the world, he will bring rest to your soul.
Yeah.
Ooh, glory to God. I like that. How about you?
Yeah.
So we do face problems and we do face challenges. But the presence of a problem never trumps the presence of God. So we need to then be more conscious, more aware of his presence than we are the problems. Listen to this statement. The presence that makes a difference in my life and in your life. The presence that makes a difference for your victory. The presence that makes a difference for your rest is not the absence of the enemy. It is not the absence of challenges. It is not the absence of pressures, but it is the presence of God. The presence of God in the midst of a difficulty, in the midst of a bad situation, I'm telling you, it makes all the difference. Anybody experienced that before? What about the rest of you? Hallelujah. Now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. You listen so good. You're in the speed class. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. Now notice this in the Amplified Version. It says, for our light, momentary affliction, this slight distress of the passing hour, is even more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory. I like how he says this, beyond all measure. Excessively surpassing all comparisons and calculations. A vast and transcendent glory and blessedness that never ceases. Here's what our attitude needs to be when we face these challenges. And that is this. This light affliction has a limited lifespan. Say that with me. This light affliction has a limited lifespan. Now, why is that? Because it's subject to change. I think it's interesting in the next verse, he said in verse 18, while we look not. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Why? For the things which are seen are temporary.
Yes, they are.
The things which are seen are subject to change.
Yes, they are.
Amen?
Amen?
But the things which are eternal will never change.
Amen?
Amen? And so, is it vital what we look at?
Yes.
Is it vital what we think about?
Yes.
Is it vital that we watch what we say? Why is that? Because Jesus told us we can have what we say. And so I believe this, that as we align our words, as we align our thoughts with the Word of God, these temporary challenges will have to end sooner or later.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. And I like that. So we're talking about something that is seasonal, something that is not forever. Behind every affliction, there's a greater glory available. It is greater than the attack. It's greater than the disease. It's greater than the lack. It's greater than rebellion. It's greater than anything or anyone that we will ever face.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the Message translation in verse 16 through 18 says this. Are you ready to get happy?
Yeah.
Somebody says, well, I was already happy. Well, could you get a little happier?
Okay.
All right. Message translation says, So, we're not giving up. We're not giving in.
No.
And we're not giving up.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's been one of our core values in the Thomas family. We ain't quitting. We're not quitters. There's no quitters in this house. Amen. So, we're not giving up.
No.
Then he says, how could we?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I mean, after all God's done for us, how could we give up? How could we throw in the towel? When Jesus went into the ring for us over 2,000 years ago and stripped Satan of his power and knocked him flat out. How could we ever give up? How could we? After all he's done for us?
After all he's done.
Amen. Don't forget what he's done for you.
That's right.
Forget not all his benefits.
Amen.
One of the best ways not to forget any of his benefits is to rehearse them.
Yeah.
And declare them.
Yeah.
And to thank God for them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
All the rich benefits that accompany your salvation, we should be rehearsing and we should be declaring.
Yeah.
The psalmist said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things and renews your youth just like the eagles. Glory to God. He's renewing your youth tonight. Amen. So we're not giving up. How could we? Now, even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, but on the inside, that's where God is.
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost on the inside.
Yes.
But on the inside, where God is continuously making new life, not a day goes by.
Yes.
Woo, I'm ready to shout. I'm ready to run or something. I don't know. Kick my leg, maybe. I don't know. Not a day goes by. Not one day goes by without His unfolding grace. Woo! Glory to God. I submit to you tonight that His grace is sufficient for you. It's more than enough for you. In any situation, the grace of God is there. It's unfolding grace. Now like this. These hard times, they're small potatoes.
Small potatoes.
Compared to the coming good times. And we don't have to wait for good times. Good times are already here. Amen. Used to be a song, let the good times roll. Amen. These hard times are small potatoes comparing to the coming good times, the lavish celebration that God has prepared for us. Woo. And it goes on to say, there's far more here than meets the eye. There's far more than meets the natural eye.
Oh, yeah.
The things we see now are here today, but gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now, they're going to last forever. They're going to last forever. Amen?
Amen.
The glory of God will quicken you. The glory of God will strengthen you. The glory of God will attend your way in a difficult time. Amen?
Amen.
And even maybe you've been persecuted by a family member, or maybe you've been persecuted by someone on the job. They just don't understand Christianity. Don't worry about that. Just continue to pray for them. But you know, if you've been insulted, don't insult back. You know, if you've been judged, don't judge back. Just lean on and rely on the presence of God. First Peter chapter 4:14 says it like this. He says here, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of God and the Spirit of glory rest upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified.
Amen.
The glory of God in a difficult time. Expect the glory of God to fill you. Amen. In 2 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. You can all stand up. We're just about done. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8 says this, whom having not seen you love, in whom though you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice. With what? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. So the glory of God is there to strengthen you. The glory of God is with you in a difficult time. And you can count on the glory of God filling you every day. Amen? And then how many of you know the glory of God will call you? The glory of God will call you to go deeper with God. I like what Peter says. He says, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. We're called to glory. We're called to virtue. We're called to have His healing virtue flow through us. Amen? Hebrews 2:10 says this, He's bringing many sons unto glory. He's bringing us unto glory, where we will walk, we will talk, we will live, we will breathe, and we will flow in the glory of God. Doors of utterance, amen? Doors of utterance. I believe God's going to give many of you here tonight, maybe some of you watching online, some doors of utterance. What is that? A door that the Lord provides and opens for you to speak into the life of another person.
Yes,
amen? Utterance is so very important,
yes.
Especially when the Lord is opening the doors.
Yes,
it makes all the difference in the world.
Yes,
and
does.
So we pray about those doors. Will you join with me just a few moments?
Amen.
We pray about celebrande. E Michele Bredima Socobote. And we pray Calite e Solomanda. We pray about doors of utterance right now. For your people, for your men, for your women, for the members of our church. Maso kola madiste, ambrobashe, leko sombre, emeligasho komota, lebrevira matole, manjo tokore medista, brasonda, the guidance, the direction, knowing what to say, knowing how to say it. Oh, breki sepatan. You need to lay hold of that for your own life. Le hombre dice kamatare neste. Nemo labrobaste edemo kledistele. Yemlingo mosta. Words that are anointed by the God of glory. Words, brica sombre di scela mare, apasonde. And we pray, Lord, for doors of utterance for the pastors, Lord, for this upcoming season, Lord, for Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday. We pray for a door of utterance. May it just not be another religious experience. We lift up the pastors. We lift up the pastors, Lord, in this area. Thank you for giving them an open door, a door of utterance, Lord, a door of utterance. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray for our ministry friends, Lord, our pastor friends. We pray for those that you put your hand upon, Lord. May they open their mouth boldly as they ought to and make known the mystery of the gospel of Christ. Oh, bricchi stamarete, vashom le madale mediste le brota, masuko remediste. Praise God. You understand this now. You and the congregation have a whole lot to do with how much utterance the preacher's able to flow in.
Yeah, that's right.
And so as we pray for utterance, you know, for other pastors and ministers, pray for utterance for me. This is my 42nd Easter.
Yeah, that's right.
This is my 42nd Palm Sunday.
Right.
I need help.
Yeah.
I need the help of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
And I need your prayers.
Yes. Yeah.
Because quite frankly, there's going to be people coming here that need a word. You're customary to some good word here. Amen? You're very accustomed to it. But there's a whole lot of people that aren't. And so you can join and you can pray for utterance for your men and women of God. Praise the Lord. Because there are places that God wants to go. And there are things that God wants to say. But if there's not freedom of utterance, if there's not unreserved utterance, there will be things that will go left unsaid. So do not be casual. Do not be casual just because you have heard. For I would remind you that faith does not come by having heard. Faith comes by hearing. And a continuous hearing by the word of God. You're my sons. You're my daughters. And I expect much of you, says the Lord. For whom much has given, there is much required. And so there is a requirement of prayer. There is an assignment of prayer in your life. There is an assignment of expectation upon you. Haha. So rise up, stand up, and step in. For these are the days of my goodness. These are the days of my glory. These are the days of miracles. Amen? And there are so many. There are so many. Brakasonde. Wibrekestamalaya. There are so many that don't know. That don't know what you know. That don't know what you know. Brasom ridiste brandale distola bare. Oh, Father, we pray for them. We pray for hearing ears. We pray for eyes to see, Lord. Eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of the living God would say. Om Ridishte. We pray for our musicians, Lord. We pray for doors of utterance, Lord. Doors of utterance. Nam Ridishte Lamanta. Neso Labro Tamadishte Lebrende. The same thing is true for Pastor Tom and everyone on the platform. There needs to be a stirring and a stirring up, praise God, of expectation, amen, and of gratitude, hallelujah, for all that God has done, all that God is doing, and all that God will do, amen. Glory to God. So stand up and shout amen. Glory to God.